She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Thank you for joining Elmer's Reflections. I wanted to do this podcast on the loss of Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant and all the other victims that was involved in this horrible, horrific crash in January. And I have to tell you, this has come as a shock to all of us. And it's a reminder on how short life can possibly be for some of us. I couldn't begin to understand how these families feel. I could not begin to understand how Vanessa Bryant feels of losing her husband and her daughter at the same time. I cannot conceptualize, I could not wrap my mind around losing a husband and losing a child at the same time. I cannot wrap my mind of losing my mom, my dad, my sister at the same time. I cannot wrap my mind losing my wife in such a tragic way. All the people that were taken on that day, I can't imagine what was going through their minds as this was unfolding. I want everyone to know that life is so precious and so short. And every time we think of complaining about something, I want us to remind ourselves, do we really have something to complain about? Once you're given life and you can breathe, you get another day to make things right, to follow your truth, to love on your loved ones, to enjoy time with your children, to enjoy time with your mate. This is a very hard thing to talk about because as a mom, I can't relate to losing my children. I cannot relate to losing the father of my children. I just don't know how you could ever move on from that. Vanessa has a long road ahead of her as far as learning to cope with her new normal. She has three beautiful girls left, but that's never going to replace Gigi. It's never going to replace that void of her missing husband and what they have built together and thinking of 20-something years together, and now that is not going to be. I've not seen this world mourn in this way in a very, very long time. I mean, he has touched millions of people. The way his work ethic was, the player he was, how invested he was in his career and others and in the youth and especially young women. I mean, the work that Kobe Bryant was doing, just hearing about it, I was like, this man was brilliant, but he had a vision. that women don't get the same support that men do. And he is going to make change and do better at that. And to see that ripped away from him and ripped away from his daughter, it just breaks my heart. I really wish that the media would allow Vanessa and her family and Kobe's parents and all the other families involved to really heal. It's hard. It's got to be hard, you know, trying to plan, make funeral arrangements when this is just an ongoing investigation. And I understand an investigation has to happen. But I wish these people would get the opportunity to really mourn and to put their family to rest and to peace. You know, losing loved ones is very difficult. It's very hard. I've lost several people in my life that were close to me. But I can't imagine ever losing my son or daughter. I just thinking about it, it's very emotional. So I don't have any advice to give because I can't speak to that. I don't even know where I would start. But what I will say is be mindful with our words, be mindful with our intentions, be mindful that we have all dealt with skeletons in our closet. And when someone passes away, I don't believe that that is the time to rehash, to discuss. It's inappropriate when someone has passed, I think. Keep in mind, he has children that are still alive. Keep in mind, there are other families that have lost their loved ones, and we don't want to take away their moment of mourning by only focusing on Kobe Bryant because he was a celebrity. I feel that Kobe was a father first and a husband first. And I think that we should lead with that in our conversations. My heart goes out to all of the NBA family. I know this is a tough loss. This is a big loss. This is a loss for LA. I mean, Kobe really left his mark and he left his light and he left his work ethic. You know, his work ethic was like no other. And if any young person could emulate that work ethic, boy, what a bright future you have. He was focused, you know, when people were going out to party and have a good time. Not that he didn't enjoy his life, but he was practicing at night and for hours at a time to master his craft. And I know that with the academy he leaves behind, with all the work he leaves behind, I'm sure Vanessa Bryant and his tribe will continue his legacy. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I want people to really sit back and think about where they are in their lives. You know, what is it that you want to accomplish in life? Are you doing what it takes to get there? Don't allow naysayers to get in your head. We have all made mistakes in our lives. I know I've had my share. And guess what? You can always redeem yourself. One thing I know is that God is a forgiving God, those of you who believe in the higher being. He forgives us for all. And I always say, if he could forgives us for all our crap, why can't we find it so hard to forgive others? We have to do better at that. We have to do better at living in the moment. Living in the moment. We never know when our clock is going to stop. So we have to live in the moment and treasure each moment. And we cannot live in a moment of worry and strife and anger and resentment. Some of that stuff we just have to release and let go. Because you never know when your time is going to be gone. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, after Kobe passed, it made me think about my relationships with certain family members. It made me think about certain relationship with friends. It just really made me think of where I am in my life. And I don't want to waste time with drama and things that you can actually fix and work on. I don't want to waste time with people that we know are not healthy for us, that do not have good intentions. We have to value our time on this earth because it could be snatched away and we wouldn't even know it. I am sure that when Kobe and his girl looks down, they are proud of the legacy that they leave behind. And all of us should feel that way when we think about what legacy we are leaving behind. Are we proud of the imprint we are leaving in the world? And if we are not, we're still alive to make change. We're still alive. You know, don't be wasted talent. Don't waste the moment that has been granted to you. I got up this morning and I said to myself, I'm feeling a little under the weather, but it's fine. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to get out of this funk. Because if anything, Kobe left as a player, as a father, as a man, as an individual, as a son, is enjoy the moment you have. Work hard, do better. Every chance that you get, to embrace your craft and be better at it, invest in yourself. Because trust me, the reason why Kobe has made it to where he is because he was invested in himself. Nothing could break him. I'm sure he's learned from his past mistakes. He's learned how to be better, to be stronger. And he was instilling that in all four girls. And that speaks volumes as a parent. Our children, our future. They are our future. Our women are our future. Our young girls are our future. And Kobe saw that. And he also saw that women are not getting the service that they deserve. They're not getting the support that they deserve. And as a father, he was going to make change. And I really hope that the other men out there, the other ball players out there, the other fathers out there see that they have to invest in their girls. We can do anything men can do. There's nothing that I feel a woman can't do like a man or even do it better. But sometimes we don't get the support that men get, and we need to. We need to have the tribe of women supporting us, and we also need to have the tribe of men. And Kobe saw that that was lacking in the industry, in basketball and sports, and he was making change. He was breaking the chains and making change and putting his money where his mouth is. And I'm telling you, that is the legacy I'm going to remember of Kobe Bryant. I'm going to remember his work ethic. I'm going to remember what a great father he was. To all the parents and families that was lost in this tragic accident, we pray for you. We see your pain. We are feeling the pain and we're walking with you. I know that people are going to pull together and look out for these families. And I know that that's what Kobe would want. And I know with LeBron and all, and Allen Iverson and all, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, all of these players will, I'm sure, will band together and support these families because I know they need it. You know, I can't even imagine the young man that has been left behind who lost his mom, his dad, and his sister. I pray for you. My heart goes out to you. And you're going to need major support around you. Continue to please stand strong and know that your parents are watching over you. Your sister is watching over you. And you should make them proud. Continue their legacy. I know it's very hard to see, you know, the sun in midst of a storm. But I'm just telling you from my life experience of losing two siblings and a dad that there is hope. There is hope. You will learn to cope with time. Take the right amount of time to mourn. There's moments that you will have, you know, outbreaks of cries, of screams, of anger, of pain. And you should, because these are all normal feelings that you are feeling. Don't suppress your feelings. Please, 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 I beg of you to reach out to a counselor to help you unpack this, because this is something very heavy to unpack and you're going to need assistance doing it. I know the outpouring of letters that you guys are receiving read them because they are inspirational. They will be motivational. People will send you words that you need to be lifted. And I see Vanessa had put out a statement that she wants to hold on to all the things that people have sent her, people that had put at the Staple Center. It's something that she's going to look back and she's going to read, and it's going to give her some form of comfort. This is just tough. It's hard to talk about. It's hard to not be emotional about it. But all I can say is, let's give the families time to mourn. We are all mourning for them. I know I am. Every time I think about it, I get teary-eyed. Every time I look at my kids, I just want to hug them. I just want to squeeze them. Anyone out there that's struggling right now with family and, you know, you guys are having a hard time, you're not seeing eye to eye, sit down, talk about it. Talk about it with love and compassion and empathy. Take your part that you've played in it. Own your part. Everyone has to own their part in order for things to move forward. If you have some friendships that you haven't made right and you feel it's worth saving, make it right. If you are in an unhappy situation, let me just tell you, life is too short. You have to live your truth. Don't waste time on saying you're going to do something and not doing. Get it done. Get it done. And then just live life. Laugh a little bit more. You know, take more trips if you can. You know, have dinners with your family if you can. It's those simple things that make a difference. It's those simple things that matter. Let's send our love to Kobe and his family and to all the other families that was affected by this tragedy. Let's support them. Let's uplift them. And let's continue to live out his legacy. And as Kobe always said, Mamba out.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down, to be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.